This interview is made possible by Uncle Buddy's Used Cars. Check out their website at www.UncleBuddy'sCars.com.
I've asked a few guys this question, so I'll ask you again. What do you guys say at halftime?
We just want to stay together with the understanding that, shots will eventually start to fall for some of us. So, just keep playing hard. That's the main thing. Just stay in the game. Keep playing hard. Worry about the defense, and the shots will take care of itself, and that's what happened.
Talk about the defense you guys played in the whole second half when you talk.
We wanted to cut down on our mistakes. Late in the second half, we're giving them easy catch and shoot shots. We're giving them transition buckets, and we're letting O'Kerr get the wide open three. So we wanted to cut down on that, and we did that. We were able to get some deflections. We controlled the balls in the second half.
In that third quarter from T-Mac?
Big time. I looked up in at 1 point, so I wanted to get him going. And he was able to get going on his own in the second half, but then we was able to find him.
Did you really feel a change of momentum when Utah had that breakaway and Derek missed that layup, and then you found y'all for the dunk?
Oh, nothing like that. It was a big swing. That's always tough on any player to have a breakaway layup by yourself and miss it, and all of a sudden that turns into 2 points for us. So I knew it was swinging. I knew that momentum was going to swing then. And also we were able to get the crowd into it.
One last thing, what do you guys want to improve on? What do you want to improve on game two?
We want to improve on our spacing. Keep our turnovers down. We had some careless turnovers. Again, guarding the pick and roll, and that's going to be a factor all night, and guarding against the catch and shoot.
This interview is made possible by Uncle Buddy's Used Cars. Call toll free 866-287-7520.